This comes up as Loudoun County decides whether it wants in or out of the Dulles Rail project. Now remember, the first phase of the project is the one that's already being built. That's the one that everybody sees right now. The second phase, the phase that'll run from Reston to the airport and continue with two stops in Loudoun County, that's the phase that's under question right now. And it all has to do with cost. It has to do with the high cost of the project. There are other variables that go into it, but basically Loudoun County is deciding whether or not it wants in on the project. And if Loudoun County pulls out, the chairman of the County Board of Supervisors told a conference today in Reston that it would delay the second phase of the project for years, up to 3 years, he says. And of course, that means a delay for anybody who's trying to ride a train to Dulles International Airport.
Now, Chairman York had another point to make as well about what walking away from this project would mean for Loudoun County. What did he say there?
Well, if you can think about our region and think about how important Metro has been to shaping our region and the development that happens and the potential for Metro stations to trigger such development, I mean, just look at what's happening in Tyson's Corner. For Metro to be offered to Loudoun County and then Loudoun County to go ahead with plans to do it and then pull back at the last second, the developers are already lined up. They're salivating for the potential to change parts of Loudoun County into these dense urban clusters that we see all throughout the area. Chairman York said today that if they pull out of the project, if Loudoun County pulls out of the project, which again is a very real possibility, then Loudoun County will not become what county supervisors have planned for the county for years.
Adam, is this really just a matter of money, or has there been a change of heart about the project and what developers or county leaders want the county to become?
I think that, you know, looking at this project, there have been so many. I mean, you look at even from just getting the project started, it's been on life support. It's been brought back to life. It's been revived. Like every day we go through something with this project. There also is something that's holding up the project known as project labor agreements. Basically, in the state of Virginia, which is a right-to-work state, there's an argument now because the Airports Authority, which is building the project, has said that they want to favor contracts that use union labor. Well, Loudoun County has a big problem with that, and Chairman York said so today. He said he's going to have difficulty finding votes on his board if the Airports Authority sticks with the plan to use union labor on this project in what is a right-to-work state. And the Secretary of Transportation for the Commonwealth said, look, that's a non-starter. We just cannot support the project and putting any more money into the project if the Airports Authority is going to block the use of people who have a competitive right to work on this project.
Adam, just 15 seconds here. Bottom line, what's the likelihood Loudoun County pulls the plug?
As I said, Sean, it's a very likely possibility. Chairman York today, though, seemed pretty optimistic about it. He said, you know, I can't imagine that going through all the things and what's going to be offered to this county that the Board of Supervisors won't come around and realize what's staring them in the face. And he said he's confident that they will ultimately make the right decision. We should say they have until July to make the final decision.